And on Monday, the federal government delivered a fiscal budget that included future support for the hard-hit hospitality and tourism sectors. Now, that support was welcome news to the Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador, whose members are struggling due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I met up with the newly minted chair of Hospitality NL, Brenda O'Reilly, to speak about what that support means for the tourism industry locally, challenges they're facing, and the Christmas season.
Well, you know, it was a very welcome piece because, you know, it's been the biggest part of our advocacy at Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador in conjunction with our national partners, Tourism Association Canada, Hotel Association Canada, and Restaurants Canada, and as well as our local government partners and our other partners here in the tourism industry to put pressure on the federal government for a specific aid package to the hardest hit industry, the tourism hospitality sector.
Was there much in the way of a dollar figure that was announced?
So we don't have all the details yet, as you can imagine. They tend to announce things and then follow up with the details. But to have them address our industry, specifically the tourism hospitality sector, was very welcome to our ears. Finally, we feel like we're being heard. So that's a big part of it. Now, how it rolls out, of course, getting any aid programs, or whether they're loans or grants or programs like the wage subsidy, you know, getting them rolled out efficiently and quickly so that we can, and easily accessible for our sector, would be very helpful.
Well, can you tell us about some of the needs facing the industry?
Well, you know, of course, you know, our industry is all about health and safety first. We put our staff first. We are the people business. Our staff are vitally important to us. So the health and safety of our staff and the public is vitally important. But of course, you know, we are, our revenues are, you know, been dramatically affected. Closed for, you know, some of us for several months, and then we were opened, you know, with reduced capacities and the like. And of course, with no real travel, tourism type travel happening. So we didn't have that economic activity this past summer, which is our peak season. So now we're into the fall and winter, which liquidity is a problem, you know. So while our revenues have dropped dramatically, our fixed overhead costs have not. So, you know, we don't want to borrow money, but those of us who can would like the cheapest money we can possibly find. So, you know, we don't know what's in that aid package or in that extended loans that they're going to be offering, but we look forward to seeing what that will do to our sector.
Yeah, I know some operators who only survived this past summer because of the federal wage subsidy program. So let's say that's not in place come this summer and travel, these restrictions haven't bounced back. Can a lot of your members and a lot of these operators survive another summer like this?
It's going to be tight. It's going to be tough. With any downturn in the economy, it takes months, sometimes years, for it to catch up with your, because you know, you're using your cash flows and you're using your built-up equity and all that. But that's very thin in our sector, so it'll be tight. But, you know, the wage subsidy has been increased in the percent right now, which is welcome news to our sector. And it is committed to be extended into June 2021. If we're not all vaccinated by then, if we're not all able to travel about freely, it will have a dramatic effect. You know, for every dollar that a local spends in our economy, traveling tourists would spend two, and an international traveling tourist will spend three. So you can see the economic impact that would have on the economy. Our sector can't rely on just local spend while we appreciate the support of the local communities. It's just not enough big business, not enough population.
Obviously, travel and tourism is one big aspect of this, but now with more restrictions coming into place around Christmas, gathering stuff like office Christmas parties and dinners are now being canceled. How crushing is that?
Very crushing. And, you know, so the protocols for, you know, that the public health is putting out there for businesses has led them to cancel a lot of their events. Although, you know, restaurants and bars, hotels, you know, we can accommodate people still with the proper protocols and the things we've put in place since day one. And, you know, so it's, you know, extra sanitation, wearing masks, you know, physically distancing people in bubbles. And, you know, we can still do those protocols. It is still safe as can be to go to a hospitality location for your party, depending on the size of your party. So, you know, it's all about health for us, public safety and protecting our staff. So we're contact tracing. We're hand sanitizing. We got washing stations. We've got barriers up. We're doing everything we need to do to keep everyone safe. It's been very challenging, but like anything, when you're, we've never been in a pandemic before, so it's nothing we can compare it to. But, you know, when you've had recessions before and things like that, you kind of rethink and relook at your business. And for us at Hospital Newfoundland Labrador, you know, it's a chance for us to have a plan going forward to rethink, reframe and remake tourism with all of our partners at the table. And of course, we were very pleased to hear the government giving support to the airlines. You know, we're an island. There's only two ways to get here, by ferry or by plane. You know, airline access is vitally important to all economic activity and in this province. And of course, we need to access and increase visitation to our province is vitally important to the tourism industry.
Brenda O'Reilly, Chair of Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador, thank you very much for this.
Thank you for your time.